Let's get into the social club and make sure you continue to send in questions, because right up until Christmas, we are giving away a Dometic fridge freezer every single week with an ice maker as well.
We're giving three away already, Pat. I think we've got seven left as of today. So we're going to have a lucky winner that you'll announce in a minute or two.
So some great prizes. The first question, this isn't the winner, but the first question. Jonathan Escott, when chasing snapper, do you need burley on the bottom using a burley bucket, or do you use throw cubes to float down your unweighted baits?
Good question. Now, today's show is going to be based about that with Red's review, but you've ruined that for me, so I'm going to have to do it now, basically.
You can give us a little teaser.
We'll give us a little teaser. All right. When you're chasing snapper, I'm not a massive burley guy for them. Now, what I mean by that is, last week, I had a crazy session on them. I landed 20-plus fish in the matter of an hour and a half, and I didn't really throw any burley in. If I had the odd something sitting on my bait board, I might have thrown in.
So you're looking to sound them up first, all right? Yep. Find ground where either they've typically been before, or you're looking for that sort of the right structure that attracts them.
Yeah, so the sonar, using the sonar on the mutt to locate one or two fish. And this is what I was going to say is, it depends how I'm fishing and where I'm fishing. If I'm fishing on that structure, and I mark up a lot of fish on that structure, I don't want to feed it too hard, because then the pinkies will come out and I'm sitting just everything that lives on there. Banjos, like, you'd be shocked at what lives around structure. Rays, eagle rays, little flathead. And so when I'm actually burleying on these wrecks or dumps, as they're called in Port Phillip Bay, I'm actually off them. So I'm not sitting with my baits on top of them. I'm sitting off them and casting around it. So I'm trying to drag those bigger fish out. But if I start to burley, I find that you drag the smaller fish out. So I want to be off the wreck, and you'll mark them up. And I posted a photo during the week of my Garmin with the sounder. There was no wreck in the picture. I marked fish all around it and off it, and they were the bigger fish. And all the fish we caught were 3 to 6.5 kilo. Beautiful fish. But I know if you got on top of it, the pinkies are going to give me grief. Yep. But back to the question, whether you use your burley bucket or whatnot. Floating down in Port Phillip Bay, minimal tidal flow. Throwing your cubes in will work very well. That'll fall to the bottom, no dramas, depending on how deep you are. If you're in 20, you might look at using a secret weapon, which is, I'm not going to say what it looks like, but it's a red tube that opens up and drops burley down to the bottom. And it
looks like a pleasure toy.
Pleasure toy. And it catches your snapper, that's why. And it opens up and drops the burley down to the bottom. That works really well. And I use that offshore in that 30-plus metres of water, where in the bay, you're often fishing 12...
Is that your alarm going off?
Oh, I don't know why my alarm's... I've got a new phone. I haven't even set an alarm on it, so I don't know how that happened.
She's an early rise every Saturday morning.
My mistake. I must have snoozed it. My apologies. But it
like, you would have been late to work this morning.
I would have been well and truly late.
That's thrown you, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm going. No, I'm fine. I'm good. Throwing your pili cubes in offshore isn't going to work in that depth of 30 plus meters. That red rocket will get you down to the bottom. You can use a lead burley cage, which will also get you down to the bottom. But having that finer mist come out more is my whiting sort of technique, where it actually burleys out of the cage, and you're feeding the smaller fish that mist rather than the cubes. You don't want to be cubing for whiting. They're eating chunks of it and they're going away not hungry. Where the snapper, you can cut up 20 or 30 pillies and fan it out, and you can have the fish come in. And some people burley very hard for snapper. It's each to their own. This is how I do it. If I'm on the mud, on another hand, I like to fish with a little bit of burley. So if I'm on the mud and I mark two or three fish up, I will tend to filter burley in, but not until I've caught a fish. So I like to catch a fish straight away. I don't wait.
And you know that there's no structure within you.
Yeah, there's no structure, yeah. And don't get me wrong, you still have stuff come in, but my number one rule for burleying is catching a fish first. I don't fish on a mark for snapper much longer than 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I get there, I sound around, I mark fish, I anchor, and I might wait. Like, as soon as I get one fish, I'll chuck a few handfuls of burley in if I'm on the mud. Structure, like I said before, I don't like to do it. Your secret weapon, they're around $30 to $40, depending on what tackle store you go to. They literally are a red cylinder that you can tie a sinker to the bottom. Drop it down to the bottom and could catch yourself some seriously good snapper.
Chris Tarrant, I'm assuming this isn't the former Magpie left footer. Aaron, when do you use a paternoster rig versus a running sinker rig? Is it species based or is it the amount of tide?
Good question. Now, a running, it's more to the bigger the fish, the less I want to use your standard paternoster. Now, what I mean by that is, For example, if I'm chasing... There's so many different ways to look at this Paternoster rig. So, for example, if I'm fishing King George Whiting in Port Phillip Bay, I run a Paternoster rig, but it's an extended Paternoster. So, my sinker's... So, it goes braid to my leader, then a sinker loop, which and then my hook sits a meter behind that. So, it lays on the ground. Your standard Paternoster for your snapper out in the ocean, I have my sinker on the bottom and my hook up the top with a squid ring on it. So, the bigger the fish, the gummies, for example, and in the tide... To avoid tangles, I then use a running rig. So the Western Port running rig in the tide at the South Channel when I'm fishing for gummies, I only use that. And that's to lay my baits out on the bottom, very similar to the whiting. But I'm not going to go ahead and just tie a whiting rig for a gummy. So what I mean by that is I'm not going to just tie a dropper onto my line for chasing a 25, 30 kilo gummy because that knot in that line is a weak spot. I don't want to have that weak spot in the water. I want to have my braid to my shock leader, which is only about a meter and a half, which the running rig runs up and down, then which has your sinker on it, then to a swivel, and then your nice meter off the back of it, which has your bait on the end of it with a gamma hook 7-0 for a gummy. Yep. So it depends what you're chasing, where you're chasing, the size of the fish. That's a pretty broad question, but the tide that you've said at the end of your question there, is it species-based or the amount of tide? It's definitely both. It just depends on where you're fishing and what you're fishing for. But there's so many different styles of rigs out there, but they all work to catch yourself some fish if you fish them correctly at the right time and the right place.
If you've got a question for Aaron or I, make sure you shoot it into our Real Adventures social pages, or better yet, download our app, ask a question, and go into the draw every week. If your question is selected, you win yourself a Dometic fridge freezer. Our winner this morning is Jonathan Escott. When chasing snapper, do you need to burley on the bottom using a burley bucket, or do you throw cubes to float down your unweighted baits? Well done, Jono. You've won yourself a Dometic CFX. Terrific result. They're about $1,600, so I think the wife will be happy going into Christmas. You'll be able to put those the fish in the freezer, Redmond, and enjoy Christmas Day.
Make sure you send us a message via our social media platforms or on the Real Adventures app, which you can listen to any podcast or any previous show that you'd like to catch up on.
This is Real Adventures for BF Goodrich. BF Goodrich's $150 cashback offer. Visit bfgoodrich.com.au for more info and to find your nearest participating dealership.